First Uruguay, now Jamaica. Last week, the Caribbean island became the Western Hemisphere's second country to make marijuana possession okay. As WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett reports, this could be a trend.
Ganja, as Jamaicans call marijuana, has long been part of their culture. The island's Rastafarian religious movement promotes it as a means of enlightenment. Still, marijuana has been illegal there. Now Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says Jamaica will decriminalize small amounts of ganja, up to 57 grams, or 2 ounces. Simpson Miller's Justice Minister Mark Golding cited one big reason for the change. Too many Jamaican youths, he said, are receiving criminal convictions for minor marijuana possession or use. That in turn makes it harder for them to get jobs. Other Caribbean governments have made similar arguments. Jamaica also announced it would decriminalize medicinal marijuana if properly prescribed and usage for religious purposes. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
Throughout the world, soccer fans will spend the next month rooting for their favorite national teams in the 2014 World Cup, and South Floridian fans are no exception. Silvina Di Pietro moved here 14 years ago. She's cheering for her home country, Argentina. Mitchell Rivera is Colombian. He's been living in the United States since he was 3 months old, but he supports the American soccer team. However, both of them agree on one thing.
The number one sport around the world is soccer.
Soccer is the world's sport, and I like how soccer involves and gets together like the entire world.
And it's such a unique experience because unlike, say, with professional sports here, and you know, you're cheering for a city or you're cheering for a particular local team, this is, you're cheering for your country. Everybody in the soccer team has family of immigrants. And that's something I can totally relate to, since the U.S. national team is a melting pot.
To say that your country won, it's saying that you're representing the entire world. Argentina is one of the most beloved, devoted people that love soccer. For us, it's like a religion.
Oh, soy argentino. Es un sentimiento. No puedo parar.
And also, as you can't see me, but I'm doing this sign with a hand. You wave your hand to the air, and you put more emphasis to the song.
I was born in Colombia. However, I came here when I was 3 months old, and I've been living in this country for pretty much all my life. And that's the team that I'm going to root for now and forever.
And even though I've been living here for 14 years, I feel so proud of Argentina.
Sports can show that, you know, instead of having conflict out around the world, let's just play a game of soccer. I can go anywhere part of the world and they'll understand soccer.
I hope that that's exactly what soccer and the World Cup does to you. It just reminds yourself of what you should be proud of. If you really, are you really proud of your country?
This feature was produced by WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.